The Department of Homeland Security released a report last week concluding that the Russian government has been orchestrating cyber attacks against infrastructure networks in the United States and Europe. These attacks escalated in 2015, compromising networks at nuclear power plants, water, electrical systems, and other utilities. With more now is Kim Zetter, cybersecurity journalist and author of Countdown to Zero Day, Stuxnet, and the launch of the world's first digital weapon. Kim, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what do we know about the extent of these Russian cyber attacks? What kinds of targets?
As you mentioned, nuclear power plants in the U.S. and in Europe, water and electric utilities and aviation facilities were also mentioned. So it looks like, as far as we know so far, this isn't new. There were cybersecurity companies last year around late summer, early fall, who disclosed that they were seeing what are called phishing attacks against these kinds of facilities. Phishing attacks is when they send a malicious email to a worker at a plant trying to get them to click on a malicious attachment or provide credentials for an account. And in those cases, the attackers first got into the business networks. These are the systems that are connected to the internet. And once on those networks, they work their way to what's called the operations network. And that's where things like control systems are located. And in this case, there was a screenshot that the FBI and DHS provided that showed that an attacker had at least achieved that access to at least one system's operations network.
Now, were these attacks tests, dry runs, essentially, or did they actually damage any infrastructure?
No, they didn't actually do anything. It looks like they were doing reconnaissance. In any kind of attack, whether you know it's a nation-state attack or just a hacker attack, when you're going on to a system, there's a period of exploration to learn the system, to understand how it's structured, and figure out what exactly you can do on a system. And so far, what they've done is done that kind of reconnaissance. They've done the lateral movement, what we call lateral movement, from the business network to the operations network, and then they're taking screenshots and doing analysis to figure out what the system involves.
So, Kim, the use of cyber weapons isn't new. The United States uses them too. Of course, your book is about Stuxnet, the famous American cyber weapon used against Iran. But do these new revelations tell us anything about the state of cyber warfare now and its capabilities?
Not really. I mean, this kind of attack using phishing emails and getting on systems to explore them are not new. Back in 2008, there were reports that Chinese spies were in the electric grid planting what are known as logic bombs. A logic bomb is malicious code that's designed to either go off at a specific time or to allow access so that intruders can come back periodically. So it's not new. The U.S. is doing it also in critical infrastructure of adversaries. And all we hope is that there is ongoing monitoring, active monitoring going on at these facilities, and also that there is enough resilience. Well, we know that there is enough resilience, at least in our electric grid, that if someone takes something down, it doesn't stay down for long.
Lots of members of Congress over the last year have been complaining that the United States doesn't have a deterrent strategy, doesn't really have a robust cybersecurity defense. Is that actually true?
So there you're talking about defense rather than offense. And it is true that we have not really paid heed to the warnings over the last two decades about the security problems in critical infrastructure. And, you know, as often happens, no one really takes these kinds of things seriously until we see more serious steps towards attacking those systems. And I think that, you know, it really started with the Obama administration that cybersecurity started to be taken more seriously, but we still have a long way to go.
Kim Zetter is author of Countdown to Zero Day. Kim, thank you so much.
You're welcome.